something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Days away, and has anybody seen my laptop charger? At the Vitality launch, Nat caught up with captain Serena Guthrie.
I'm just excited now. I think like the last few weeks we've been in training camp, so it's just kind of been like, you haven't thought too much about this kind of initial point where we actually start going into the World Cup.
Of course.
And yeah, it's an exciting feeling, and we really do feel like the nation's like behind us, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah. You seem really chilled, and earlier you were just like talking about in the Q&A about how you're not really letting the pressure get to you. Like, how are you managing to be so chill about this? I'm stressed personally. I don't know, you seem more chilled than I am.
Yeah, look, I think the, and again, this comes with experience, yeah, but you know, you spend a lot of your career trying to be super focused, and you have to do this and you have to do that. The truth is that actually, well, for me, a relaxed approach is, you know, I tend to perform better when I'm just a bit more chilled and more like myself. I don't have to try and be anything else other than just Serena. And I think also as a group, we've found that that also works for us. Like, you know, a final and a semi-final and a quarter-final all have pressure because of what they are. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's a knockout situation. Mm-hmm. So for us, we don't want to add any extra pressure onto what it already is. And these moments, they come no matter whether we treat them really serious or really fun. They're still going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's all about just kind of enjoying those bits in between and thriving in it. I mean, it's a home World Cup. If we're too serious, we're going to miss the boat and not even know what's happened, you know? So we want to have fun, and we want to actually soak up the energy that the nation's giving to us, because like, it's amazing. The buzz is amazing. So we want to kind of use that to our advantage, not bat it away and be like, oh, you know, we can't do fun things, but it's who we are. We love it, you know?
Yeah, I know. I can see that from everyone's Instagram stories. Like, you're having the time of your lives in camp. How is the vibe there? It looks really
fun. We actually train in camp as well, by the way.
Okay, I haven't seen much of that.
I know, we need to film more training stuff. But it's been a tough camp.
Yeah.
And like for me, I'm usually one of the ones away in Australia training, and I just kind of cruise on in, you know, and join the group. And so I've, you know, to see how hard these girls work and have it, and obviously experience it now myself, is incredible. It's been an amazing 3 weeks with the group, and the not just the selected but also the non-selected, those girls in particular have been quite inspirational for us, and without, you know, the group genuinely believing and buying into who we are, we wouldn't be as prepared as we can be now moving forward. So yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, and so obviously you've been back over here for the season. How have you found that? Has that been a big change in like pace and culture, and are you happy with your decision to come back as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think I love playing out in the Suncorp, and I was watching some of the games, particularly the Giants, through and through, but like watching those girls go out there, I do miss being around the Giants, obviously, in that environment. But at the same time, I absolutely love being home, and I love the decision that I've made. Definitely feels like the right one, and to be back in like the year of a home World Cup in particular has been an incredible experience actually as a player. And you know, I'm not going to potentially get that again, you know, and I think that for me, this whole year has been a massive highlight in my career, just enjoying my netball, like really loving just being back in English netball. Love being back in Team Bath and in and around some of the youngsters, and seeing those girls develop as well as a senior player. That's been really fun. And yeah, now obviously I get the privilege of going to World Cup, so it's been an amazing year.
Yeah,
and it could get better, which is cool.
Fingers crossed. So obviously you're saying you're back at Bath and you're there as a senior player. Has that kind of helped with, in terms of what you need to bring as a captain for England, has that kind of been a bit of a segue in towards that?
Yeah, I think any kind of leadership roles in and around what you do, whether it's work or netball, definitely help with, you know, you're leading your country, you know. And it's been a really fun year at Bath, and have, you know, stepping into a captaincy role there as well. And you do learn a lot about yourself, because I'm not very stressed about it, obviously, but it's a tough role at times. It can be, and you know, I'm not going to say that it's not, because it definitely can be. And, but then that's also the most amazing thing about being a leader is that you learn a lot about yourself in those tough times. So yeah, it's been great being back in Bath and kind of transferring now into the England stuff. It's been quite a smooth transition.
Oh, good. And I suppose just finally, in terms of your captain style, what are you going to be bringing to the team? What are you going to be telling them at halftime? Like, what do you see your responsibilities as captain?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't really see it as like I have responsibilities, if that makes sense. Like, I'm a very emotional person. Like, I'm quite in touch with emotion and my own passion. So I'll probably just lead from how I feel. And that's how I've always been within this team. So, you know, I could go out and try and find some fancy quotes, but the truth is, if everyone knows me, it's all going to go terribly wrong anyway. I think there was one time I tried to actually put, I was like, yeah, I'm going to prepare a really cool video and it's going to be amazing. Just didn't work. It's the last time I try that. So for me, it's just about being myself, you know, and just leading from the heart and playing with, you know, my heart and my sleeve, which is what I pretty much try and do every game.
The opening ceremony of this year's World Cup is going to be something treasured and with a global audience as well. And we can now speak to Capri Everett, who's got more than a special task as part of it.
I have sung since the age of 5 when my parents put me in a piano lesson, and I started to compose my own songs and sing along to them. And my parents decided that they wanted to put me in singing lessons too so that I could learn how to do both. Ever since, I really loved it, and I've kept going.
And you've got that world record as well, haven't you?
I did get a world record. I currently am the world record holder for most national anthems sung in their host countries in 1 year, and I'm in the 2017 Guinness Book of World Records because I traveled around the world to 80 countries to sing each country's national anthem in their national language in order to raise money for a charity called SOS Children's Villages.
And it sounds ridiculous, but did you have to audition for something like this? How were the organisers of the World Cup aware of you?
So for this tournament, the people who were holding on to the tournament, the organisers, found me online under Anthem Singer when they were looking for someone to sing their anthem. It wasn't really an audition. They just found me and then messaged me to see if I would be interested in singing 16 different national anthems, 8 of which I had to learn because they were new to me. But it was worth it because I get to travel to Liverpool, where I've never been before, and sing at a really nice venue, apparently, that I'm very excited to see because I've never been there before. And I hear it's a very big stage, and so I'm very excited. I do get a sound check the day before on the 11th, and it's actually at 7 a.m. But that's okay because my time zones are going to be pretty messed up anyway, so it doesn't really make a difference.
You're a passionate singer as well, so are you looking to release a single off the back of this? Signing copies in the arena?
I do have a new single coming out soon, and it's called... I actually have 3 new singles coming out soon, but the first one I'm going to release in early August, and it's called Girl Stand Up. The second one is called Push, and the third one is called Butterflies. And I recently recorded them in Toronto with these producers called Korea Productions. They actually discovered Alessia Cara. They've worked with Jordan and Christina Aguilera and a bunch of more artists. Like Little Mix as well, and they were really incredible to work with. I went there thinking I was only going to record one song, and I ended up with 3 because they were so amazing, and we worked really quickly, and it was just so easy to work with them. And so I'm super excited to release all of those. Girl Stand Up is going to have a music video with it, so I'm very excited. And I'm also really excited to sing at this netball tournament, and so I'm super excited to visit Liverpool and see what it's like.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Jo Harton told the World Service about the importance of making herself available for these England games.
I always back myself to perform, and
always back myself, put my hand up for selection because I know that, you know, I've performed quite consistently, like well over the last 4 or 5 years, I'd say. But there's always that kind of seed of doubt in the back of your mind that something might go wrong or, you know, something might change or be different this time around, which is kind of nice to have because it kind of humbles you and brings you back down to earth that, you know, you're not just going to walk into the team. You know, you have to have earned your spot. So whether that's, you know, playing for England in January or last year at the Commies. So quietly confident, but then also, yeah, always keeping myself humble and grounded.
And how important it is to always take the games to their opponents.
Previous tournaments, we've been confident that we can push the top contenders and never not really knowing, you know, what we were capable of. So now we've kind of blown that wide open. We know what we're capable of, and that is winning the thing. So we have to keep in mind that if we're confident in our own abilities, that's going to help us. But also just being, you know, reasonable. Like, it was an awesome achievement, the Comm Games, but it took an awful lot to get over that line, and we only got over there by one goal. So the pressure's on us now. People know what we're capable of, as do we. But, yeah, you know, playing at home in front of our home fans, that adds a little more pressure to the cauldron. But I think we're up for the challenge. I think it's going to be an exciting summer, and we know it's going to be a lot of hard work.
She also shared some of her thoughts and hopes for this year's World Cup.
Play 100 times in my country would be a huge achievement, something I never thought I'd be able to do when I was young. But, yeah, there's a couple of things in netball I still need to tick off, and that is walking away from a World Cup happy. I can't say that I've walked away from any World Cup truly happy with my own performance or the team performance in previous tournaments and years, because we may have got bronze medals and we may have put in kind of a last good game, but we've let ourselves down in semi-finals before. So for me, the glaringly obvious goal is to actually just make the World Cup final. Anything can happen in a final, as we saw last year at the Comm Games. Kind of break over that hurdle will be another barrier for us to try and smash, and the challenge I know we're all up for.
Joe's confident. Kath Cox, ex-Diamond, played something like 108 tests for Australia, told Nine Netball's Facebook she thinks it might be England that take the title.
Are they still hurting, though, the Diamonds from the Commonwealth Games defeat last year?
Well, that's the key to it. They're reigning world champions, but they didn't win the Commonwealth Games last year to England. England have had their starting seven playing over in Australia in the SSN competition, which is making them better week in, week out. I think they've got a really good side, and I would almost tip them to be the favourites, the English Roses.
That's very unpatriotic.
But yeah. Australia will definitely be in the final. They need to be in the final, but it's going to be the toughest World Cup on record, which is fantastic. I can say that now because I've retired and I'm not there. Otherwise, I would hate every second of it. But it could be England, South Africa, Jamaica, New Zealand or Australia very easily.
Home crowd for England, is that an advantage?
No, I don't think that makes a massive difference. The Aussie girls have played in huge crowds, and we've had huge crowds in Australia pretty much all season throughout the Suncorp Super Netball, so they'll be used to that.
Does the strength of Suncorp Super Netball, has that helped the Diamonds in terms of rebounding from the Comm Games disappointments?
Oh, look, I think it's helped the other countries without doubt. What it does do is give us a lot more information on players more regularly. Before, when we were playing test matches against New Zealand, you'd play them three times a year, so you wouldn't get the intel that you get every single week that they do now. But that is also what the other players are getting and then taking back to their country. So, as I said, it's going to be the closest one that we've had.
Join us tomorrow as the first of our special guests for this week is finally revealed.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.